And you had mentioned in your first inn that you had sometimes boarders who would come for the entire season. Did that ever happen to Lantern, or was that just that
Oh, that
first
was the
year?
land. I mean, oh, you mean the Tucker House? No, the Tucker House, which was our first year in Stowe. None of those people became guests at the Lantern. But the Lantern guests, see, I never called it an inn. I called it guest house. That was just in the winter. Then some, as I said, those people got to be friends, and we'd do things where they'd come up and just stay as friends. And Werner had a boat, and they would go sailing. We'd go up and take picnics and go to Caspian and sail do that sort of thing. But I never stopped to think about the fact that I don't know of anybody else who had the Nicholses, who had Mushkaday, had a farm. So that was a year-round occupation for them. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else. That's a revelation to me, too.
And most people would come for a week at a time or a weekend.
That very first year, there were a few people who either were on the ski, paid on the ski patrol, or had jobs, but two or three people who paid a rate to stay for the week. And I don't think we fed them. I think they just. And I think we had a couple of people during the summer who might have stayed there. And I know when the interstate was being built, a couple of the engineers stayed at the house one summer. But yeah, there was almost nobody doing that. And I can remember a girl staying over. I don't know what she was doing, traveling or something. And she asked for a key, and we didn't have any keys for any of the rooms.
Why did she want a key?
Well, because you always lock your door, you know. And it never occurred to me. None of the ski guests ever asked, you know. It was pretty basic. But for most people, it was like that, except for the Stroms, who served wine with dinner. And the lodge, you know, where they had maids and things.